Voters in Jefferson Parish will decide on May 4th whether to approve a millage to give Jefferson Parish teachers and staff a pay raise. It would be the first major across-the-board raise in about 10 years. Early voting is already underway on the new property tax. WWNO's Jess Clark sat down with Jefferson Parish School Superintendent Cade Brumley to discuss the millage increase.
The proposal on the ballot would increase property taxes in Jefferson Parish. If my house was worth $200,000, my taxes would increase by about $100 a year. And that millage would pay for about a $3,000 raise for teachers and staff on average. Why do you believe that Jefferson Parish teachers and staff should get a raise?
Well, it's more than just a raise for teachers and support staff. It's about creating a better Jefferson. This last 3 years, we've lost over 1,500 teachers in Jefferson Parish, and we just can't get the outcomes that our kids deserve losing that number of teachers every single year. Right now, about 24% of our classes are taught by teachers who are either uncertified or out of area, and today we probably have 40 to 50 classrooms throughout our parish where we've been unable to staff a teacher.
If this millage passes, do you know how Jefferson Parish's salary would compare to other districts, say St. John the Baptist, St. James Parish, Orleans Parish?
Yeah, so right now, depending on which group of parishes you list together, we're somewhere at the bottom. And if this were to be successful, we think we would be second in our region in teacher pay, with starting teacher pay at $46,000 a year. But we add a plus to that, because if you're a highly effective teacher, or if you have a hard-to-staff content area, or if you choose to work in a challenged school, you have the opportunity to earn additional pay.
So teachers that do more challenging jobs or jobs that are harder to find would get higher wages.
That's right. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
And that would help you recruit more teachers.
We think so.
Okay. So Jefferson Parish isn't just losing teachers to other districts. They're losing them to other professions with higher pay, but also probably less stress. Are there other things that Jefferson Parish can do to keep teachers besides pay?
We have to make sure that we have really great leaders in all of our schools. We have to make sure that we have leaders in place that value the teachers in the building, that know how to both set ambitious goals, but provide the support for the teachers to get there, value those teachers. That's really important. Alongside of that, one of the things we hear when people leave the profession is they struggle with classroom management or discipline. And so we've got to make sure that we're providing supports and training so that teachers understand how to manage their classrooms. So there's a number of things that go into that, but we certainly know that when our pay is $5,000 or $10,000 less than people that surround us, once the end of the year hits, our teachers go into free agency and they leave.
Jefferson Parish voters have declined to approve recent millages for teacher raises. One theory is that many Jefferson Parish voters are not using the public education system. So there are a lot of families who use private schools. There are many voters without children. So if I don't have kids in the public school system, why should I approve this millage?
Yeah, no, that's something that we hear. What we try to make sure that we're educating the public about is just the value of a public education system and that how it improves the quality of life for everyone.
So you're saying there's an economic benefit to improving the education system?
Yeah, there's a standard of life improvement. We know that a quality and a strong public education system leads to lower crime rates, higher property values, better health care. But in order to do that, we need a workforce. And what the millage does is it would allow us to be able to fund the workforce that's needed so that we can get the outcomes that kids need and that our families deserve and that hopefully would make our community stronger.
Cade Brumley, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for allowing me to tell some of the great things happening in Jefferson Parish.
Cade Brumley is the superintendent of Jefferson Parish Schools. I'm Jess Clark.
The last day for early voting on the millage is this Saturday, April 27th. Election day is May 4th.